She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Let's do some dirt.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7's Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
What up, what up? It's your boy DJ Meechie. I'm in here, man, and looks like R. Kelly's girlfriend, Jocelyn Savage, was just released from jail after her fight with girlfriend Ezreal Clary. Now, we talked about this yesterday. I guess the cops were called to R. Kelly's house in Chicago because the two girls got into a brawl. It was all on camera. We got the footage up hot937.com. Ezreal was on Instagram Live Wednesday afternoon where she appeared to be gathering some things. Like, she was moving out the spot. And Jocelyn came in, into the door. Then the girls got into it. Started arguing, started saying some crazy stuff, and then they started throwing blows. Ezreal said that she was looking out for herself, threatened to even send Jocelyn to jail for the very thing that R. Kelly is facing, which is having sex with a minor. Ezreal claims that, I guess, she had sex with Jocelyn when she was underage. So I got some updates on the situation. So it looks like Jocelyn was released from jail with a promise to appear at the next court date on January 23rd. Jocelyn surrendered to Chicago PD late Wednesday night. She was booked for misdemeanor battery for the incident at R. Kelly's condo. She was faced with a judge this morning who laid out ground rules on her release. And she faces, another court date in February 6th. So Ezreal is now claiming that she was punched in the face with a closed fist. She went to the hospital. She's being treated. And I guess she got like a swelling on her left eye. Jocelyn's parents in Atlanta, her father Tim, is saying that this is all because of R. Kelly. He's basically saying that he hasn't had any contact with his daughter in a very long time and calls the fight a little sketchy. R. Kelly's attorney, Steven Greenberg, he also said the whole thing just sounds far-fetched. He said he has a statement written by Ezreal that provided, I guess, proof that she didn't have, any type of sex with anybody when she was underage. He also continues to say that the whole catfight situation looks like it might be some clout chasing there. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. We got the footage up hot937.com. The fight is a little, you don't really see them, you know what I'm saying, like fighting. They kind of arguing, and then it looks like the phone just kind of, went flying somewhere. But they're saying this might be staged. Who knows? The story's still developing, but we'll see what happens with that situation. Beyonce and Lizzo, shouts to them. They lead the 2020 NAACP Image Award nominations. Tyler Perry, Regina King, Lizzo, Billy Porter, and Angela Bassett also are up for Entertainer of the Year. So we got all the nominations up, hot937.com. And that was your Dirt Report. And we got that Hot 3 at 3 throwback track of the day. I'm playing some Sean Paul, man. That's the only hint I'm going to give you. I'm going to give y'all a hint today. I'm going to tell y'all the artist, right? You got to lock in at that throwback track of the day. We're going to be giving away tickets to go see P&B Rock. It's Hot 937.